Welcome to the Blues Newscast. I'm Loretta Johns, Carlton's media manager, and today we're joined by Carlton's newest recruit, Matthew Dick, or Matt, as I'm told he prefers to be called. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Loretta.
So, day two, really, of Carlton life for you. How are you finding it so far?
Yeah, really good. I don't know if it's thankfully, but I missed out on the running session yesterday morning, and I've just had a touch session and a bike session this morning, so gone very smoothly so far.
And introductions to the few players that we have here. How are you finding the team?
Yeah, it's quite easy. The team's all right. I know a fair few of the names, but the staff, getting to know their names is a bit harder. But all great blokes and really excited.
Now, I understand you're originally from Victoria. Tell me a little bit about where you grew up.
Yeah, so I grew up in Macedon, which is 45 minutes towards Bendigo on the Calder Highway. And I grew up there. Ever since I was one, I moved over from Scotland where I was born and, lived there before moving to Sydney.
So, much Scottish heritage, did mum cook up some haggis now and then or nothing like that?
No, it's not, thankfully, because I've never tried haggis and I don't have any plans to. But no, the red hair and the white skin, that's the heritage that I picked up, unfortunately.
So how's it feel to be back home? I'm assuming mum and dad are happy that you're back here.
Yeah, mum and dad are really happy, and I've got a brother and sister as well, so it's nice to be close to them, and being close to my friends is making things a lot easier.
So you've come from one of the stronger clubs more recently in the AFL. I guess your journey in AFL so far, what have you learnt from training with Sydney?
Oh yeah, it was just a great experience. The leadership that they had in Sydney was amazing. The list that they put together is quite spectacular. And just learning from those players was amazing and just such a great experience. So I've learned a lot out of that.
Did you have a particular mentor up there or any players that took you under their wing?
Yeah, so last year I had Marty Matner, who retired mid-season, which was helpful for me. I learned a lot off Marty. He worked very closely. And this year I had Nick Malcheski, who left as well. But he was a great help. Those two defenders were really good. They devoted a lot of time to me and they were really helpful.
So tell me a bit about yourself as a player. How would you describe yourself and your greatest strengths on the field?
Yeah, so I'm a defender. I like to rebound the ball. Like to think of myself pretty quick and breaking lines and penetrating, kicking long through the centre.
Growing up, who did you support?
Well, I was never one-eyed, really. I started off with Essendon and then moved on to the Western Bulldogs. And funnily enough, I moved on to Carlton when I was about 15 or 16. I had a friend who supported the Blues heavily and he got me a couple of jumpers and brought me to the games, and that's where I finished really supporting Carlton, which is coincidental. I've ended up here.
So what is it like to now finally play for the team or be signed for the team, I should say, that you kind of grew up supporting?
Yeah, no, it's exciting. They're probably the closest, apart from Essendon, is the closest team to home. So very exciting. The club's got a great history. And yeah, hopefully I do get the chance to play. It would mean a lot.
Particular Carlton player that might have been your hero as a teenager?
It probably was Chris Judd, to be honest. He's such a great player. But
So I know you haven't met Chris as yet since you've been here. How do you introduce yourself to him when you've grown up idolising him?
I don't know, to be honest. I had the honour of introducing myself to Buddy, so it's probably quite similar to that. But such a great player with obviously great credentials as well. So it'd be nice to meet him.
So what are your goals, I guess, for the pre-season? I know it's going to be a lot of hardcore running and training over the next few weeks, but do you have any particular goals set for yourself?
Oh, I've just got to get as fit as possible, really. Get my body in shape, avoid injuries, touch wood, and put myself in contention for round one. I want to try and get as fit as possible, and hopefully that's where it leads to.
And I know that you're yet to make your AFL debut. Fingers crossed, I guess it's on the cards next year, but is that a particular goal that you have set? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, I want to play round one. That's where my head is at the moment, and that would just be a great honour. But if it has to wait a bit longer, obviously that's what it'll take. But I'm very, very excited about the next year, and hopefully it does come as soon as possible.
Well, Matt Dick, we're very excited to have you here, so welcome to Carlton, and congratulations on signing.
Thank you.